Who had the one information? Lydia?
This is Lydia. To say that since any three directors can call a meeting, I will be proposing with two other directors to call a meeting before the next scheduled public meeting. It is outrageous to have people, our listeners, who think they're going to be able to register as candidates by the end of June to not know that any of this is going on. This is all email stuff. This is the first time we've heard on audio something concrete, but the timeline has to be developed not by the executive director but by the board.
Ms. Bremer to the back.
Okay, well, let me just ask Carlene. I mean, there's nothing to prevent us from announcing things on air and putting on the Pacifica website and all these places that
the board
probably
is
more,
the only one
more
that
people pay attention to anyway, right?
I think you're right, Bill.
Summer to the stack.
Okay, Summer.
As I recall, the board has virtually no part in these elections. I remember the tremendous frustration as the last set of elections went completely off the rails that the board was powerless and completely neutered to do anything about it except await litigation. If the California Code lays out how much time can be extended, I'm sure our attorney can give us an opinion on that. I do not see why the executive director, who is charged with everything to do with the hiring of the supervisor and conduct of these elections, cannot issue a statement. If there does need to be a meeting between now and the next meeting, I think that's fine. But as I recall, the reason we weren't having a meeting next week and are having it this week is because half of the people on the board and the executives and et cetera are going to be at the NFCB conference. So I'm not sure how much in advance of that. The board can discuss in closed session, which is why I said a report out. It is perfectly fine to have a report out if the board comes to some conclusion on Wednesday night in a very short period of time. But I see that the board, by the bylaws, has very little involvement in, frankly, how these elections go forward. The executive is charged with that. So I don't think that, you know, we're not preventing the executive from issuing a statement stating that she has hired an election supervisor. And when she fills us in on Wednesday, if the board comes, I don't see easy consensus being achieved by the board as to whether it should be a 60-day delay or a 90 delay or whatever. I see that as something for which we have to have a legal opinion and over which there may be some contention. So I suspect that it may take longer than just a few minutes in open session to decide those things, quite frankly. And that is why I'm also saying, you know, the board all agreed to continue on a certain set of business and to conclude that. This does not prevent the executive from issuing a statement as to what is going on with these elections. And if she needs some guidance from the board, I'm sure she will say so on Wednesday, and I'm sure our attorney will weigh in on what his legal perspective is on this. And the board can make a decision, and we can issue a statement regarding that if we reach a decision on Wednesday night. So I don't see how it changes it, except to staying on point with what we agreed we were doing.
Okay, well, right now we have no other motion dealing with changes to the agenda, so we don't really need to decide this as a motion anyway. Is there any other thing else we need to discuss for the this or the following teleconference meeting? Because this committee won't be meeting again, presumably, before the meeting on the 28th either. Would it be a continuation meeting?
This could be the world's shortest meeting.
Well, actually, I guess it wouldn't be a continuation meeting because we didn't have an open session right this week. So, should we sort of treat it as a continuation meeting, but pick up with report outs and ED report and CFO report and board chair report, things like that?
You mean for the next open session?
Right, for the 28th.
I'm not sure that it's a continuation. You mean because we're going to be entirely in closed session? That's an interesting question.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
From a parliamentary perspective, does it get to be a continuation meeting? I don't know. I'm inclined to see it as a new meeting with appropriate agenda approval, ED report, CFO report, that type of thing, because this entire meeting is in closed session. Yeah, I would say probably the one on the 28th is a – I don't know. I wouldn't characterize it as a continuation meeting necessarily, because our
I'm guessing we'll have some committee reports too.
Yeah, we'll have committee reports too. So it's basically just recrafting the agenda as usual, getting rid of the stuff that's been done, and adding in the few new things that have come to the fore since then. So, I perceive it as a regular agenda with the typical reports and updated committee motions, frankly.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion on that, or can we move on to the July in-person meeting?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Well, this is number six on the agenda. Details for the July in-person, regular in-person PMB meeting. We talked about that some last month. Do we have any more discussion on what we want to schedule when and things like that, or any other logistics details?
Well, this is Summer.
Okay, Summer.
I mean, I haven't started to punch together where the various things are going to fall. I like sticking with our basic public comment structure that we've developed over the last few meetings in terms of allowing more time on the weekends, essentially not having it on the fourth day unless necessary, and having more of the confidential session items being on Friday because we have lower public attendance. As a general structure, I'd like to stick to that basic skeletal outline that we've sort of developed over the last few meetings. I do think that in the Friday session, if we're going to be dealing with finances on Friday, I think that I think there's going to be a significant space in there for dealing with where we're at with contingency planning and dealing with the auditor's letter and any going concern issues, because we would presume by the end of July that hopefully we have made some significant progress in some of these matters. Things to report, to discuss on various, you know, various financial and contractual issues in the hopes of improving some of those items prior to August. So I would suggest that we have a decent amount of time for that on the Friday discussion, most likely.
Arlene to the stack.
Okay. And we did discuss some of this last month, too. Go ahead, Arlene.
Two issues that come to mind for me. One is our audit report, the faster we can get it in, the better. The auditor has indicated to me that he may have it for us on the 14th or very shortly thereafter. It needs to be approved by the audit committee or the PNB and then signed off by two officers, which usually are the executive director and CFO. To submit to CPB. I just need to be sure that we can get that approved quickly because we're short $609,000 because we haven't received CPB funds yet, and that means that Laverne and I are spending an inordinate amount of time trying to, negotiate around in order to keep enough funds to pay payroll, benefits, and taxes, and there are other things that need to be paid that aren't being paid, but those three really put us in trouble if we don't cover them, and it gets increasingly hard with every payroll.
Okay, now, we're going to do this before the in-person meeting, though, right?
Oh, yeah. If it's not, we will lose CPB funds. I mean, we have an absolute deadline with CPB of June 30th. I would, if we get the audit report on the 14th or the 15th, I would like to get it to CPB immediately because it will take at least 2 weeks from the time they get the audit report before we get funds in from them.
But if the audit committee has already approved it, then the PNB doesn't need to. Is that correct?
We already approved it. If it's needs
what I thought.
To be approved, then.
Okay. As long as we can go ahead with that, the minute I get it, it will be passed on to CPB.
You should be fine with that. The audit committee already approved it, and there haven't been significant changes to change that recommendation. If there needs
point
to be...
Point of information.
Yes.
Okay. Well, go ahead and finish your sentence.
Point of information.
All right. Teresa?
Let's be clear. I want to make clear. I want it to be clear here. The ED is telling us she's not aware that it's been approved. And Summer is saying it has been approved by the audit committee. Can we make sure so that the ED can turn it in tomorrow?
Okay, two things. I have said on the PNB calls that the audit committee approved it, so that's not a mystery at all. If there's something of significant change that requires Ross, and he has not communicated to me that the audit committee needs to reapprove it, that was pretty clear that it was approved. That's why it didn't need to be approved again by the PNB. if for some reason there's some significant change requiring him to feel that he needs to have it approved by the audit committee again, then the audit committee will meet as soon as he submits something different. The changes have not been so significant as to change that approval, though. They've been adjusting it.
This is Lydia.
And this is Arlene.
All right, Lydia and then Arlene.
Yeah, the question, I mean, the audit committee, I don't care what it's called, is still an advisory committee to the full board. And if it's something that we've already seen and whatever, it should take 5 minutes for to have a full board approval of something. We are in no position to have anything come back to us. And, you know, the government is holding on to that money very tightly, so any kind of a misstep is going to cost us. So if it's a simple matter, I mean, of meeting for 10 minutes just to approve what we've already seen, then let's do it. For goodness sakes, we really desperately need that money. So I say if it requires a board approval, we need to find out immediately. It can't be an advisory committee approving something that's waiting for approval.
It isn't waiting for PNB approval.
Let's let Arlene finish that, because I think there's some state law that's involved, too. But
Arlene?
Go ahead, Arlene.
Lucia is on.
As I understand it, state law says that it can be approved by either the audit committee or the full PNB. And I think the breakdown in communication is that Summer has told me on the phone that it was approved, but I really need something in writing to give me that information, and I was not at the last PNB meeting, as you may recall. I was meeting with John Krigler, and so I didn't hear that report at the meeting. If that was reported there, if somebody can just report that to me, then we're fine. I can go ahead and deal with Ross as soon as he gets back to town. He's taken off on an 8 or 9 day vacation, and we'll be back, as I understand it, on the 14th.
Bill? Summer?
Okay, so, yeah, Summer?
Okay, yes, I think that's correct, because Arlene was not on that call where I did report it out in public session. So, Arlene, what I will do is Jane Gatewood has taken immaculate minutes for the audit committee, so I will send you the minutes from that meeting so that you have a written record of it, okay?
That would be perfect. That's all I need, and I'll go from there. Believe me,
well,
I have spent days on this at Washington, so I don't want anything, as Teresa just brought up, to let it go afoul. And all I need is to know that the audit committee approved it, and then I can deal with Ross, and I will be coming back to the board for an emergency if he doesn't get us the report.
I have a point of order question or something.
Okay,
yeah. I don't know what to call it. First of all, I'm a little befuddled by this conversation. Summer did say that the audit committee approved the audit. In terms of CPB, from what I understood from Ross and from experience, the extension form should have been signed. I hope that it has been signed. And Ross also explained about, I forgot the gentleman's name from CPB, who wrote an email saying that we can use that to get the funds. So my question should be directed to Summer and Arlene. Has the extension form been signed?
I can answer that. We got the final signed section of it today, but there were all kinds of breakdowns. Ross said that it had been taken care of. It turns out it wasn't. I spent almost 2 full days last week getting it straightened out. The person who had to do the final approval Friday was in meetings, and she said she'd do it today, and she did. So we have an absolute, but Ross had told me we could get an approval until August 15th. That is not the case. The latest we can get is June 30th. Absolute drop dead.
Oh, yeah. I am clear about that, but I'm saying, but if we can still get the funds.
No, we can't get the funds until they have the audit report. We could use what the CPB auditor said in order to file for the extension, although they said that really had nothing to do with it because they were auditing different years. We had to come up with other reasons. I took care of that. I got letters to them. I got them signed by Ross and according to the people that are on the contract with CPB, it's Lynn and myself that have to sign them, and each one has to be different, and we took care of that. And they're all in place at this moment.
Okay, good. So the draft that the audit committee approved, that can be sent to them, correct?
It has to be a signed off copy that goes to them. They don't accept the draft. They accept the audit report.
Okay. So has Ross gotten all, I know he said there were some things the last time, some receivables that needed to be settled.
He's
and whatever.
Gotten all the information from us, some of it several times.
And that's all. Okay. All right.
And that's what we're still waiting on, is that right? We're still waiting on the signed copy from Ross?
Yeah. We have to have a signed copy from Ross, which then is signed by two officers, which usually are Lavarnan, are usually the ED and the CFO, but they could be the ED and another officer or whatever.
Okay. And he's on vacation this week or out of town or something, is that right? So it won't happen until next week?
Town, and he will be back on the 14th.
Okay. Summer?
I will check with Ross. If there's any reason that there needs to be another approval because anything of significance has changed or because, you know, what he showed us was the draft and not the final, there's an open slot on the 19th, a Tuesday. We were supposed to be meeting on the 26th, the audit committee. I don't perceive that as an issue. I will try to get feedback from him this week as to whether or not we need to do that again. If we need to meet again, the audit committee will meet on the 19th so that it's within a few days of when he gets that back to us. So, Marlene, I will check on that. I'll send you the minutes where we did approve his draft audit.
He said that's all he needs is something that shows that he could go, that it was approved.
Okay. So if there's any further...
Okay, by the way, Summer, make sure that the audit committee gets noticed on the KPFTX calendar. I don't see it.
Okay, I will, because 26th, we're meeting the same as finance to try, because there's no overlap of members, that's why.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Anyway, if there is any reason for any sort of emergency meeting sooner, we'll do that. I don't perceive that.
You'll hear from me,
you know,
because it's dire.
Yeah, no, I know that. Okay, thank you.
I know
you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Teresa, I'd like to say something.
Yeah, Teresa. Go ahead, Teresa.
Arlene, I give you permission to raise holy hell if you're sitting there feeling like you're waiting on something. We shouldn't even have to wait on a meeting like this to get the clarification. I think that paperwork should have been done a long, long time ago. So if you need to ride the board, if you need to, come to us and demand attention to an issue, please do it.
Well, I talked to Summer about it last week, and she was going to call Ross on Friday. I'm not sure she was able to reach him. Let's face it, he was planning to leave on vacation Friday night, and so he wasn't terribly reachable Friday. But
it's a kind of pity that now that we're waiting. This is holding up $600,000.
$609,000.
This makes me sick.
It's made me sick, believe me, because the countless hours that I have spent on this and the countless hours that Lavarne has spent that should have just been automatics and the cooperation, but the goodwill that we have used with CPB to get them to help us with this have been enormous. And I want to publicly say thank you to everybody that's worked hard to make this happen, but it is extremely frustrating. And I have to say that there have been two women at CPB, Nadine Feaster and Elsie Gordon-Hillman, who have been extremely cooperative and helped us work our way through this. We're kind of an unusual situation. Most of the CPB grants are to individual stations. Ours are to five stations, and sometimes when you're trying to get things approved, we all have the same tax number. And so all of a sudden, when you think everything's in place, you go in and you find out that it's sitting there pending because their computer system stops it all because it doesn't allow for this kind of duplication between stations. And it's been a nightmare.
Okay. We were the agenda item we were on actually was the details for the July in-person meeting. So if we don't need anything else about the audit for now, then I guess
there's one more thing for the July meeting, and that is that we should begin to think about an auditor for next year and maybe pass a timeline. I do have an auditor coming in here to give us materials and whatever the end of the month, and if he looks at all promising, I'll pass it on to the audit committee.
Thank you. In fact, I was going to suggest the same thing to Summer. Are you still acting chair or chair of the audit committee? Is that right, Summer?
Yes.
Okay, because we really do need to get that started, the process of finding an auditor sooner. We've been waiting too long. So, okay. Anything else?
Last July. Our agreement was signed December 2nd.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else we discussed tonight about the in-person agenda?
I have exactly agenda, but I do have a question. Tracy asked me about the contract. Lynn's out sick today. LaVarne's on vacation. If the contract came to me, somehow I missed it. I certainly haven't signed it. I don't know if anybody else here has or not, but I guess I need to know, should I go ahead and sign that contract? Otherwise we may lose that space.
Guys, I hate to tell you this. If we haven't signed it, I don't know whether we have or have not lost the space. I sent it with something from the hotel saying that they needed it signed. So I don't know what the status is. I haven't been in contact with the hotel. My recommendation would be that the hotel be called tomorrow.
Tomorrow she's supposed to be in, but she was out sick today.
Yeah, I'd like to also weigh in on what Tracy said. Yeah, we need to get that signed as soon as possible so we're locked in and make the space and the meeting rooms and all the other things that we need.
I mean, if not, okay. There is only one backup option that I know of at the moment. So, you know, we could, and I'm not even sure that would work. So we might get into pretty heavy territory.
I just found it, Tracy, so I'll find out tomorrow morning first thing if it was signed. If Lynn's not here, I'll call the hotel.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, we can, if anybody on this call or anybody listening on the stream or archive wants to send any suggestions in for the in-person meeting, that's fine. We can talk about it next month. But for anything else we need to decide tonight, though, about the timeline or logistics, not timeline, but the agenda for that meeting, we went over again a lot of it last month, and as Summer kind of outlined.
Yeah, I'm going to start punching it together with the stuff that we need to handle, the things that haven't been handled yet, and, you know, the stuff that we typically need to take care of in an in-person meeting. So, you know, and then I think maybe we'll just have to, we'll get one more go at this in a coordinating committee meeting before we're actually at the in-person meeting, but we can also.
Yeah. Well, I was going to suggest we go ahead and the next agenda on anyway is to, or coming up is to pick the meeting schedule for recording committee meetings coming up. If we wanted to stick with the first Monday, then that'll give us time to work out any other little details before the in-person meeting. Is this working out okay for everybody?
Yeah, sounds good.
Typically,
Tracy here.
The finance
meeting
on the first Monday, but.
It doesn't usually start till 7:30, so this is probably still fine, you know?
Okay. Well, and if we're trying to finish on time and start on time, then hopefully that will minimize impacts. Yeah, Teresa?
It'll be fine.
If anybody's affected by it, that's the weekend that goes into the 4th of July, 2nd.
Right. But that's on the middle of the week, so. Teresa?
I would like to encourage the executive director to insist that the board take plenty of time to discuss development, approaching big donors, and grant writing. I would just assume that we discuss it in executive session, but she needs to demand, since we don't have enough people doing that, and we're experiencing financial difficulties, I hope that the executive director will throw a lot of that right back on the board and ask us to
Can we bring that up?
Step up to the plate.
Great idea, okay. But let's decide on our meeting dates first, or finish doing that. Following.
I'm sorry. I thought we were discussing the in person. I'm sorry.
We sort of were, but then there didn't seem to be much else to discuss, and I'm not sure we had our next boarding committee meeting early enough so that if we do have the changes for the in person agenda, we can get them worked in. So the first Monday, like tonight, if this is okay with everybody, if we don't go late, then can we do that the rest of the year, each month?
If we get to a two-hour meeting schedule, KPFK's finance committee meeting is the only other thing I know that's scheduled for first Monday. And like I said, it doesn't start till 7:30. So I think we'll be fine.
Okay, how about September? Is that Labor Day?
Is it?
I think first Monday's Labor. Anybody can they confirm that?
Sure. Why don't we leave September unscheduled for right now until we resolve that and schedule the rest of them for the first Monday, maybe?
Okay.
And if it's not,
then
schedule it for Monday, and if it is, then we'll do something different, okay?
Okay, and I looked on another account, say, first Monday in September is Labor Day, so we probably will need to change that. Okay. So any objection to setting the rest of our meeting dates for this committee the first Monday for the rest of the year, except for September? Hearing none, then we'll do that. Okay, and then back to what Teresa said, was there any other second thoughts or anything else we needed to talk about regarding the July in-person meeting? Okay.
Could I get Arlene's response to that request?
I said, good idea, Teresa.
Well, I think you have to be a little bit more forceful than good idea. You have to say...
I will include that in my report. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, and Teresa, just a suggestion, because I know you're on development, is maybe if you could help the Crew Development Committee come up with some suggestions for the in-person meeting on how to involve board members more in fundraising or things like that.
I'm going to request sessions dealing with some of those issues.
Okay, well,
I really think our local board members
should make sure it happens. I want...
that will be part of the report day after tomorrow, Teresa.
Okay. The National Development Committee did ask for one person each to come forward from each of the sister stations. I hope that everybody on the national board is attempting to recruit somebody from each station to write press releases. And if you can't do it yourself, recruit someone else as a volunteer to start doing press releases, because I just heard from somebody today said, well, if you could pay me $40 an hour, I'll do press releases. Well, I can't afford the $40 an hour, so I'm going to be, continuing my search. And I hope that each one of us from the, will make it their highest priority to secure somebody for your sister station to make sure it gets done.
That would be very, very worthwhile.
Yeah. Figure out how to get everybody, make it happen. I think it's a great idea, but yeah, we got to get someone at each station or a few people to help with that. Okay, I skipped new business. I didn't think we had anything, but does anybody have any new business? Okay, can we review action items? I need to get the contract for the hotel signed if it's not already. Right, for the Hotel Durant.
I will take
anybody
care
else?
Of that thing tomorrow.
Okay. I'll post the meeting dates on the KPFTX calendar. I'm going to put that down, Campbell, for me. Oh, Campbell, also, if you can send out the updated, corrected minutes for last month, I appreciate that. It makes it simpler. And I'm behind on posting the minutes. I need to get through them, too. And then with something else, I think I was suggesting that we send it to all of this whole committee, what we were discussing a little while ago. Forget what that was now.
Well, I would
remember
say, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Teresa?
I would say let's not wait for our executive director's report to schedule more time at our next in-person meeting for development and just really hands-on commitments to do grant writing and development.
Okay. Can you get the development committee to come up with specific things we can put on the agenda and so we'll know how much time we need to allocate?
I just think that we scheduled a very brief time, and I think we need to, when you do work on the schedule, you need to make it a longer period of time. I don't think we need to wait on our executive director's report to schedule a larger block of time.
I'm just saying for the agenda, if we don't have any motions or anything from the committee, I'll probably put down 5 minutes. But just put a few sentences down, like we want a discussion or seminar or workshop or whatever on whatever it is, grant writing, publicity, press releases, major donors.
Could you do that
for us? Oh, yeah, hold on, Summer. Is that okay, Teresa?
This is Teresa. I'll chair it.
I just want something in writing. That's what I'm asking for. So we'll know what to put down on the agenda.
Okay. I'll put something in writing to you if you'll mark off a bigger block of time. Thank you.
Okay. Because I know you have some good people on that committee. Okay. Summer first and then Lydia.
Yeah, I'm on the development committee. Heather's the chair of the development committee. I'm sure at our next meeting we can decide how much time the development committee needs to have on the agenda at the in-person meeting, and I'm sure Heather can chair that section because she's the chair of the development committee, and we just need to figure out which topics are of the most importance and how much time is needed. I have nothing against putting an hour or two on the agenda for this discussion, but I think that's probably something that should come out of the next development committee meeting. How much time do you want at the open session, in-person meeting, or closed session, and what topics are going to be covered? So I'm sure between Teresa and I working with Heather and Campbell and the other people on that committee, we can come out with a working idea of how much time needs to be allocated on the agenda at the next meeting so that it can go into the agenda prior to the in-person.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Sounds like an action item, too, then, for the you to take to the development committee. So thank you. All right. Anything else, anybody?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, I was under the impression that what was pressing for this meeting was to deal with everything financial. And so I would think not that we can't have some motions. There are some that are specifically relevant. I know I have an ongoing center motion that is now relevant because it's been linked to one that can only be dealt with at Berkeley. But, other than those kinds of things, what we should be doing before the budget is financial strategic planning. We never do that. I mean, it's a little wonder that we're in the shape that we're in. The budget session that we do in late September is not strategic financial planning. It is unheard of to have an organization of this size not to devote. Resources we think we're going to have and what they're going to be spent on, and some of the structural things having to do with our organizations. And I totally support what Teresa is saying. I don't think Teresa is saying, oh, let's just talk a wish list of, oh, we think this can be done and this can be done. I think what she is saying, oh, I'm going to take that piece and do it. And so it's more like a working session of how to do that. That's what I see the fundraising portion of it. But strategic planning for the entire organization. What positions can we change? What can we, swirl around so that we can have a workable budget when we get to the budget portion?
Campbell first.
Okay, just a suggestion. Okay, only Campbell. Just a suggestion. If you can write down some specifics, Lydia. I know strategic planning takes a long time, and I think all the stations should individually be doing this and spending a whole lot of time on it.
No, they don't. And a budget. That's not strategic planning.
Well, budgeting was sort of part of that.
I'd be happy to write.
Okay. Then we can figure out how much time we could allocate and what to, how to work it in the in-person meeting. But I agree with you, planning is really important. Okay, Campbell?
Yes. From what I've seen around Pacifica over the past several years, Pacifica does not have a clue about strategic planning. We like to throw that term around, and, you know, it never engages strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's never anything that anybody with a business orientation would really take seriously, or a nonprofit orientation, where it's a nonprofit that deals in a competitive environment. And I think that what we would need to do would be to have a bit more of a commitment than we've had in the past. And I've seen too many things that have come out of Pacifica that have been claimed to be strategic plans, and people who know strategic planning, you know, would really not take us seriously. So if we're going to do it, let's do it and do it seriously. And it's not something that is done in an hour and then we, you know, walk away and figure that we've accomplished something very positive. It takes a bit more engagement than that. Thank you.
Summer to the staff.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Campbell. I know it takes a lot of time, right, to do it right. Summer?
I agree with Campbell also. The specific things that Teresa had mentioned were writing grants and press releases. Those are specifics. I mentioned contingency planning, which has to do with the fact that we're broke. There are multiple financial aspects that we need to be looking at for this organization, the positive and the negative, what we can do that would help us and the things that we may have to do because of the actual situation we're in. That's why I was suggesting most of Friday should be spent on financial matters. Obviously not the budgets, because the budgets aren't done yet. I will go ahead and mock together an agenda after our next meeting and before our coordinating committee meeting, so there is something for everyone to look at. I would appreciate, since, you know, I'm on audit and frat and contingency planning, and we've got people from the finance committee here, Tracy and Bill, and I think other members, and Campbell. I think everyone that has ideas that they think should be discussed or issues that they would like addressed, try to get some of us sooner than, like, end of the month, so that they can could be factored into the things coming from those different committees, so that we have a robust schedule to get addressed. We have
breaking up,
Summer. It's noisy.
Yeah, I hear. I mean, I don't breaking up actually. I'm sitting in a closed space with no wind, and I'm hearing wind on the line. So.
They need to mute themselves if you're in a windy area.
It's not my phone. Anyhow, all I'm saying is we've got multiple people involved with various financially concerned committees on this call right now. So besides all of us talking to each other, the numerous meetings that we're going to be having between now and the end of the month, people who are not necessarily on those committees but who have an idea of things they would like to contribute or discuss, I would suggest that you please get them to us so that we can kind of put them all together, and then we'll figure out how many hours to allocate to each subset of that. When I was discussing what Teresa brought up, she brought up two very specific things, three, grant writing and press releases. So major donors, grant writing, and press releases, all in development. Just certain subjects. And we have a whole bunch of things coming out of contingency planning, and we have other things coming out of FRAT. So all I'm saying is I wasn't short-shrifting it that 2 hours is going to discuss it. I, in fact, think we could spend 2 days of this meeting easily on dealing with our financial situation, and that still wouldn't be enough time. So please get your ideas. Cobble them together into the agenda.
When did you expect to get the draft agenda together?
Well, I'm thinking realistically it should be after the next phone open session meeting on the 28th. The reason for that is because we will get rid of some of the items that are pending on that agenda, and I'll have a better idea of what's still lingering from the past that can be combined with the things that have arisen in the present. Okay, so I don't think it's realistic of the draft agenda, but that will still be in advance of our next coordinating committee meeting so that we have something to review that can be conferred with one more time. That's basically my plan. After the next open session telephone meeting on the 28th, but before the next coordinating committee on the 2nd.
Okay, thank you. So if Campbell or anybody else has suggestions on what to include in a strategic planning session or whatever that would be, just send them to you, right? And I'll be glad to help you with that agenda.
Yeah, totally. So you, me, Bill. But I'm also saying, because we have several members right now on this call that are either on finance or on audit or on frat or on all the, you know, various permutations of dealing with the finances and development. So let's talk to each other and get this stuff together. Yes, yeah, so please send them to me, send them to Bill. But, you know, communicate your ideas that you want to see included in that agenda between now and shortly after the next open session telephone meeting so that there's time to incorporate them into the agenda prior to the next coordinating committee meeting so that we can discuss it and make changes accordingly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we had kind of extended discussion like action items, but I think it was good. Any other action items I forgot about? Campbell?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Did you want to include the points regarding the election at Arlene had mentioned insofar as who would be, you know, that there would be two people from the election committee involved in the discussion, you know, interview with the candidates who are remaining, or rather, four people involved in the discussion with the two remaining candidates, et cetera.
I don't think that's an action item necessarily for this committee.
Yeah, I didn't think that was. I just thought I would.
That was just information for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we pretty much got it.
Okay. Well, I guess we can talk to you all again on whatever the first Monday of July is. Is that July 2nd? And I'll put that on the agenda. Anything else before you adjourn?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Take care.
Yeah. We'll be talking to you Wednesday at the PNB meeting, too.
Okay.
Great.
Good night.
Good night.
What did you say, Arlene? I heard Bill and Mia. Hello?
Yes?
It's Bill. I'm not sure what that was either.
What did Arlene say?
I heard Arlene say Mia's name, but I didn't hear the rest of what she said. Maybe she was just saying good night.
It's Bill and Mia.
And
what
Summer.
Do you have in common? Oh, we have gimpy legs.
Okay, well, anyway. I think it was just
good night,
Richard.
Good night, all. Bye-bye.
All right, good night.
Okay.
Continue on the mend, Bill. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Bill?
Great, thanks. Great, yeah, I'll do
all
that.
Right.